First, we'd like to praise and thank God that once again we can gather together to worship God together. Nowadays, it's just very difficult for us to be able to find time and be able to set apart to be able to come, not only to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, also with one another.
在今天的这个日子, 我很难找时间, 静下心来, 来到主面前, 来团契, 来敬拜他。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the whole theme of the spiritual convocation. I'd like to share with you is that the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天要来跟大家分享这联会的主题, 也就是耶稣的比喻。
Mainly the kingdom of heaven.
也就是天国的比喻。
Let's go quickly. Next slide, please.
我们看下一章。
Then we think, you know, what is a parable?
我们想说什么是比喻。
So a parable is a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson as told by our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣常用比喻来讲述他想要告诉我们的一些故事，或者他想要告诉我们的一些教训。
And in Greek is parabole.
在希腊语是 parabole.
Yeah, and the exact translation is to close beside, with, or to cast.
在希腊语里面的翻译是说来关起来，把旁边关起来，或者是把它赶出去。
For example, I think many of us know the word parallel, right? Parallel is something that's beside something else.
我们知道 parallel 就是平行这个字是在旁边的意思。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ talk about a parable, it's not that, it's not exactly what's going on, but that's what he wanted to illustrate what's going to be going on.
所以主耶稣在讲这比喻的时候，不是明白的陈述这个事情什么的，而是他用另外方式来讲述这个事情。
And why do our Lord Jesus Christ speak in parable?
为什么主耶稣要说比喻？
And this is something that is very interesting. Next slide, please.
我们来看下一章，这是非常有趣的。
Yes. So here, the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ he spoke in parable because first is to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
为什么主耶稣要来说这个比喻？第一个要来了解天国的奥秘。
Actually, let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 13.
我们来看马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
So here the first reason why our Lord Jesus Christ spoke in parable is for us, the chosen people of God, to understand the mystery of the kingdom.
所以第一个原因，主耶稣要说比喻的，就是为了让他的选民可以了解天国的奥秘。
And then the second reason is chapter 13, verse 12.
第二个原因在十三章十二节提到。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Say, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
So here, Jesus Christ said the second reason why he spoke in parable, because for those who have,
所以第二个原因，主耶稣要说比喻的原因是给那些凡有的。
They even have even more.
他们可以有更多。
And for those who do not have,
让那些没有的,
when they listen to the parables, they would not understand.
又让他们连所有的都要被夺走。
Why? Because, and then our Lord Jesus Christ even take whatever they understand away from them.
就是主耶稣要把他们连他们所有的都要拿走。
Now for me, I did not grow up in church.
对我而言，我不是在教会里长大。
So when I first came to America, I went to a local church in my neighborhood.
所以当我来到美国的时候，我到我附近的教会去聚会。
And after that, I became a Greek Orthodox for many, many years.
后来我变成天主教徒，希腊东正教徒，几年的时间。
So from the age of 12 to the age 27, I was Greek Orthodox.
所以在12到27岁，我都是东正教徒。
But in between, I also went to the Catholic Church.
后来我也到天主教会去。
Because my wife, she was Catholic.
因为我的太太是天主教徒。
You know, if you go to the Greek church, most of the priests, they have PhDs.
你到希腊东正教去，他们的牧师都有博士学位。
And most of them speak in Greek, Hebrews, and Latin.
甚至他们可以说希腊语、拉丁语跟希伯来文。
And not only that, when they hear them speak, they are very eloquent.
甚至他们非常的有口才。
And then not only that, when they go up and speak, they themselves don't speak alone, but they have like their backup speakers also.
所以当他们上来讲道的时候，不止他们讲道，他们一些在后面来帮他们讲道的人。
And it sounds very majestic.
听起来好像很有权柄的样子。
And for example, if the priest say God is love.
当他们说神是爱
，then the backup speaker would say, "God is love, God is love," like that.
所以他们后面就回应说神是爱，神是爱，神是爱。
So when you went to, to the kind of worship, you just feel like, wow, you know, the priest is just full of wisdom, and everything sounds very beautiful.
所以当你去这样的聚会的时候，你会觉得这个牧师好像很有智，这个祭司很有智慧，而且听起来非常的美丽。
But the problem is, whatever they speak, whatever they say, there's no depth into it. There's nothing that is life-giving.
但是在他们所讲的一切却是没有生命的。
That's why here in chapter 13, verse 13,
所以在十三章十三节里面
he said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they did not see, and hearing they did not hear, nor do they understand."
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
That's why I was so amazed when I first came to our church.
所以当我当初来到教会的时候，感到非常的惊讶。
Even a preacher that not so eloquent.
也许我们的传道不是这么的有口才。
And quite often they spoke in Chinese.
有时候他们就是中文来讲道。
And most of the sermon I listened to were through translation.
很多时候我必须透过翻译来听讲道。
But I was moved to tears.
但我却感动地流下眼泪。
And why is that?
为什么会这样?
Because when our church speak concerning the oracle of God, we speak what is true.
因为当我们提到主耶稣的话的时候，我们所讲的是真理。
So that's why when we're looking at these parables,
所以当我们看这些比喻的时候,
really no one understands the parables more than our church.
没有人会比我们教会更加了解这些耶稣的比喻。
And if we look at all the parables,
当我们看到这些比喻的时候,
can anybody guess how many parables that Jesus Christ spoke during his ministry?
主耶稣，有人谁知道主耶稣传教的时候讲了多少个比喻?
Can anybody guess?
大家可以猜一下吗?
Not yet, right? I didn't say that. There are about 36 parables altogether.
也许要大概有三十个比喻在一起。
And amazingly, these parables.Actually, it's pertaining to three different things. Next slide, please.
这三个比喻是要讲到三十个主题。
So there are about 36 parables. It depends, you know, some parables, we consider parables or not.
三十六个比喻是要讲述主耶稣的事情。
And all of them pertain to the kingdom of heaven.
在他们讲述主耶稣天国的比喻。
End days and preparation for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还要准备主耶稣第二次再来。
So when you and I read these parables,
所以当我们看到这些比喻的时候
actually, this parable has nothing to do with unbelievers.
这些比喻不是讲给那些未信者听的。
It has nothing to do with other denominations.
不是讲给其他教派听的。
It all has to do with the true church of God.
都是给讲给真教会来听的。
Why? Because it pertains to the kingdom of heaven.
因为它是有关于天国的比喻。
When we have time, we can do word search in the Bible and put on kingdom of heaven.
我们可以用天国这个字来做搜寻。
Actually, kingdom of heaven, it does not talk about eternal life. Eternal life is very different.
天国这并不是指的永生，它跟永生的意义有些不同。
And the kingdom of heaven does not talk about paradise or the third heaven.
它不是讲说乐园，也不是讲说那第三层天的天国。
The kingdom of heaven talks about the true church of God.
天上的国度是讲述主耶稣建立的真教会。
You know, for example, if we do word search on kingdom of heaven, paradise or third heaven, then eternal life.
当我们来搜寻天堂的国度、天国、还有乐园、还有永生这些关键字的时候
，and all these three things in three different categories，
它是分在三个不同的范畴里面。
Then we come to a realization that the kingdom of heaven is always talking about the true church of God。
所以这边讲到天上的国度是讲述是真教会
，because the true church of God is heaven on earth。
因为真教会就是主在地上的国度。
And the church of God is what going to be like, or the taste, or the glimpse, what it can be like in eternal life.
主所建立的真教会，让我们要尝到那未来永生的滋味。
Then we realize also third heaven and paradise are the same place.
啊，后来我们了解到第三层天还有那乐园指的是同样的地方。
Because when you and I die,
因为当我们死掉之后
，we not go straight to eternal life.
我们不直接进到永生里面去。
But rather we go to the third heaven or paradise.
我们会到第三层天去，或到那乐园里面去。
And the third heaven or paradise, we are waiting for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在那第三层天的乐园里面来等待耶稣的再临。
And then when our Lord Jesus Christ return again,
当主耶稣再回来的时候
，then all the people who are in paradise or third heaven, they will be judged.
在这第三层天还有乐园里面的人会被审判。
For example, if you commit a criminal acts here in Hillsboro.
比如说你在 Hillsboro 这边犯了罪
，we just put you in local jail.
我们会把你放在地方的监狱里面。
And for what?
为了什么
？To wait for your trials.
因为要等待你的审判。
And even in local jail, quite often you can bail yourself out.
而且在通常在地方的监狱里面，你可以保释自己出来。
But after the trials,
但是在审判之后
，if you found not guilty, you'll be released.
如果你发现是没有罪的，你就被释放。
And then if you found guilty,
如果你是有罪的
，then you would go to a permanent prison.
你会到那永远的监狱去。
And whatever how many years you found guilty to serve for, that's what you're gonna do.
不管你是被判多少年，你就要在里面关多少年。
So that's why when we die,
所以当我们死掉的时候
，either we go to paradise or we go to Hades.
不管是我们去乐园，或是到那阴间去。
And those two places, that's where we wait.For the judgment and the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
这些地方都是我们等待神的审判还有主再临的时候。
And that's why in early years of church, that's why the Catholic Church they say, oh, you know, the Bible seems like it only talks about two places, paradise or Hades.
这是为什么天主教徒总会说圣经好像只提到两个地方，一个是乐园，一个是阴间。
So because of this, they create purgatory.
因为他们
purgatory is a place between heaven. And hell.
这是在天堂跟地狱之间的地方。
Actually, the exact word is the place between paradise and hell.
它是在乐园跟阴间之间。
And the Greek Orthodox also believe that.
所以希腊东正教也这样相信。
For example, one year I went to church with my mother.
所以有一次我到我母亲的教会去。
And they have this day, the day of reading the name of the dead.
有一天他们。有一个日子要死的日子。
And they read through the whole service, they read like 2,000 names.
所以他们在整个聚会里面讲了1,000多个名字。
And then they did not read my grandmother's name, so my mother was very upset why they didn't read, you know, her mother's name.
所以她说她没有念到我祖母的名字，所以她非常的生气。
So she called the church.
所以她就打电话给教会。
And they told, oh, Miss Mantia, Mrs. Mantia, you didn't pay your annual dues, that's why.
他刚刚说，因为你没有缴年费，这是为什么你没有被念到、
And the annual due is not cheap, you know, to just read a name. Maybe it's $400 to $600, depending how many names you want to be read during that time.
所以你如果名字要被念到的话，一念可能要付400到600的年费。
So that's why actually the Greek priests actually they make over $100,000 a year.
所以他们就是东正教的祭司，他们一年可以。赚个10万以上的薪水。
So the church would buy them a house.
教会会买房子给他们。
And of course, buy them a car.
会买车子给他们。
And get them cell phones.
给他们手机。
So my mother always feel like, wow, the Greek priests they live a pretty good life.
所以她总是觉得我的祖母觉得这些祭司过了非常好的生活。
I mean, the basic salary is $100,000.
因为他们基本的薪水就是10万块美金，年薪10万块美金。
So that's why my mother always wanted me to become a Greek priest.
所以她总是希望我可以成为东正教的祭司。
Then, for example, during a wedding, they can charge between $5,000 to $10,000 to preside over a wedding.
所以在婚礼里面，他可以拿到大概5,000到10,000块的薪水。
And our children, we get free dinner, we are happy already.
在我们教会给你免费的晚餐，已经很高兴了。
Because I remember one time, Ha's uncle, he was getting married and he needed to hire a priest. He was Catholic.
因为有一次我太太的叔叔他要结婚，他要找一个祭司，他是一个东正教徒。
And he was thinking, you know, to hire me.
他想说可以找我去。
I say, oh no, you cannot afford me, you know.
说他，我跟他说，你支付不能支付我。
And he say, no, a Greek priest he charge about $7,000. Is $7,000 okay?
他跟我说那些祭司一次要给你给7,000块，7,000块对你而言可以吗
I say, no, we only preside over church members and not anybody else. And he's like, oh, really? I mean, you can make good money by going around doing weddings, you know?
所以我刚刚说我只来服侍我们教会信徒, 他说, oh, 这样你好像可以赚很多钱。
And not only that, like for the Greek priests during Easter, for example, during Easter, they would go to the cemetery, and a lot of people, of course, they're Greek Orthodox, they would go, and they would like him to read the name of their, you know, dead one, and then they would give him like $20, $30, $40 for tip, like that.
然后还有说天主教徒喜欢在复活节的时候希望这些祭司可以讲出那些他死去人的名字这样他们就会给他20块或30块钱
When you pray for 30 seconds, you make $20, $40. It's pretty good money. You do that for 5 days in a row and a whole week in a row, right? You make pretty good money.
在那边你可能只要祷告几分钟你就可以赚了很多钱。
So why do we say all these things?
为什么我们要提到这些?
That you and I should realize how precious it is for us to be in this church.
因为我们要了解到我们来可以来到这个教会是多么的珍贵。
Well, because when you and I read these parables,
因为当我们念到这些比喻的时候,
we have to understand that in this parable pertaining to you and I, not to anybody else.
我们要了解到这些比喻是讲给我们听，不是讲给任其他任何人听的。
And if we don't understand that, then we don't understand where we are in this true church of God.
如果我们不了解这些比喻，我们就不了解我们是处在哪真耶稣教会。
So let's go to the next slide.
我们来看下一章。
And these are the parables that that's in the scriptures.
这些是主耶稣讲到在经文里面讲到一些的比喻。
For example, the first one, the grown seed.
第一个是撒种的比喻。
The two debtors.
两个罪人的。
And the lamb under the basket, under the bushel.
还有公羊跟山羊的比喻，山羊跟绵羊的比喻。
And also the parable of the good Samaritan.
还有好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
The friends who came at night.
还有夜晚来到朋友的朋友的比喻。
The rich fool.
还有那愚笨的有钱人的比喻。
Next slide, please. So all these parables, I mean, I think we all know all those parables.
我们可能都对这些比喻很熟悉。
But what I want to stress is that this parable does not pertain to any other churches except for us.
所以我要强调的是说，这些比喻不是讲给其他教派听或讲给其他人听，它是要讲给我们听的。
And this parable does not pertain to any other members in any other Christian denomination, but it's to us as members, as an individual.
它不是告诉那些其他的信徒，其他教派的信徒，是要告诉我们这些在真教会里的信徒。
For example, the wise and the foolish builders.
就像那智慧人跟愚笨人的比喻。
I mean, if we think about this, actually, the wise and foolish builders is all about you and I.
我们想到这比喻的时候，是指的是对你跟我来说的。
Because when we hear the truth.
因为当我们听到真理的时候,
and we do according to the truth,
我们根据真理而行的时候,
then we become like a wise person.
我们变成一个有智慧的人。
But those from different denominations, stuff like that, they have no opportunity even to build anything. Why? Because they do not have the truth in the first place.
但是对那其他教会的人来讲，因为他们不了解真理，所以他们甚至不能照这个真理来行。
And the same thing, the new wine and old wineskin.
就像新酒的比喻。
Really? Because for me, I've been to many different churches.
就像我去到许多其他的教会。
Really, only a church truly believe in the Old Testament and New Testament, and be able to bring it together, right? Bring it together and be able to make as the teaching from the Lord.
所以是我们教会了解到新约跟旧约必须合在一起看，可以让我们真的了解主耶稣的教训。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
Then, of course, there's a parable of the mustard seed, the leaven, the parable of the pearl. All these things is pertain to the kingdom of heaven.
就像其他芥菜种的比喻、面笑的比喻，都是在讲到天国的比喻。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
The lost sheep, unforgiven servant, all these are the parables.
还有失羊的比喻，还有其他的比喻。
The next slide, please.
下一章。
The master and his servant, the unjust judge, all these things is really pertaining to us and to the kingdom of heaven.
还有主人跟仆人的比喻，这些其他比喻都是在讲说我们自己跟天国的天上国度的关系。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
And these are the last six parables.
这是最后六个比喻。
The parable of the great banquet.
宴席的比喻。
The parable of the budding fig tree.
还有 无花果树的比喻。
Yeah. See, all this parable actually is really does not pertain to anyone else beside you and I in the true church of God.
这些是对于在真教会里面的人来说的。
I mean, look at the sheep and the goat, right, for example.
就像山羊跟绵羊的比喻。
I mean, actually, the true believers, you and I, we're the only one that can become truly a sheep of God.
因为我们只有我们可以真的变成主耶稣的绵羊。
But within the sheep, there's also some goats.
但是在绵羊当中却有一些山羊。
Even though in the beginning, actually, the sheep and goat can mingle together.
也许刚开始这些山羊绵羊可以混在一起。
But at the end, God will separate us.
但最后主耶稣会把我们分别开来。
The sheep to the sheep and the goats to the goats.
山羊到山羊那一群，绵羊到绵羊那一群。
There's no other Christian denomination can be the sheep. Actually, they cannot.
其没有其他教派可以像我们一样成为绵羊。
So all these parables is really only pertaining to us.
所以这些比喻都是对我们来说的。
So that's why for this spiritual convocation, I would like to share with you. The parables in the book of Matthew chapter 13. Next slide, please.
所以这个灵恩会里面，我想跟大家来分享主耶稣的比喻。
So the parable in Matthew chapter 18, there are 8 parables altogether.
在十八章里面有提到八个比喻。
No, some people say 7.
有些人说是七个。
But in the scripture, it's very clear, it's 8.
但在经文里面非常的明白是八个。
Why? Because a parable, remember, is something like either something else.
因为有时候这些比喻会像其他的一样。
So I would like to share with you the parable of the sower.
所以我要跟大家说撒种的比喻。
And the parable of the wheat and the tares.
还有麦子跟稗子的比喻。
And the parable of the mustard seed.
还有芥菜种的比喻。
And the parable of the leaven.
还有面酵的比喻。
The parable of the hidden treasure.
藏宝的比喻。
The parable of the great pearl.
撒网的。
The dragnet,
撒网的比喻，珠子的比喻
，and the householder,
还有
householder. Chapter 13, verse 52.
还有主家的比喻。
Then he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old."
五十二节，他说：“凡文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出来新旧的东西来。”
So this is the conclusion of these 8 parables.
所以这是这八个比喻的总结。
They say here that the householder, right? Is this the kingdom of heaven? The scribe and scribe say concerning the kingdom of heaven is like, right? It's like a householder.
这边说到，像天国就像一个家主一样。
And let's study together.
所以我们现在一起来查考。
That is the first parable is the parable of the sower.
第一个是撒种的比喻。
Let's go to chapter 13, verse 24.
我们来看十三章二十四节。
13 verse 24.
二十四节。
I'm sorry, I went a little bit quick because I think all of you know all these parables and things like that. So I'm just overviewing a little bit.
我们速度会很快一点，我也想说大家对这些比喻可能都有点熟悉的。
And 13:24,
十三章二十四。
Jesus Christ said,
主耶稣讲到。
It says here that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
这边讲到天国就很像。人把好种子撒在人的心里一样。
Of course, this was the beginning of the second parable.
这是第二个比喻的开始。
So we're talking about this parable of the sower.
所以我们听到撒种的比喻。
Before we go into that,
当我们开始读的时候
，we must come up with a definition. What is the kingdom of heaven?
我们要来了解到什么是天上的国度。
Because sometimes when we interpret this parable, these 8 parables, we do it very differently.
因为我们有时候来这个八个比喻所做的诠释都非常不一样。
For example, we say that the kingdom of heaven, the first, the parable of the soul, it represents our church.
有时候我们说的第一个撒种比喻指的是我们的教会。
We go to sow seed.
当我们来撒种的时候。
And then the parable of the wheat and the tares.
然后这些。麦子跟稗子的比喻
，maybe just like the Catholic Church，
就像是天主教会一样
，and maybe the the other parables represent all the other churches.
或者是其他的比喻代表是其他的教会。
But actually, no. This whole parable, this all of these eight parables represent the true church of God.
但是事实上，这八个比喻都代表的是真教会。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
Because let's define what is the kingdom of heaven.
我们要来定义什么是天上的国度。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
No, the Bible never once said that you, when you and I die, we go to the kingdom of heaven, and never mentioned that.
圣经里面没有直接提到说，当我们死掉以后，我们会到这个天上的国度去。
And this kingdom of heaven, it has, you know, all the characteristic of the true church of God.
这天上的国度有我们真教会所有的特色。
For example, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2,
以弗所书第二章,
verse 4 to verse 6.
第四节到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 6.
以弗所书第二章第四到六节。
Verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 6.
第二章第四到第六节。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, in which he loved us, verse 5.
六节。
Even when we were dead in trespasses, make us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6.
第六节。
And raise us up together, and make us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。第五节。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。第六节。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So here is very clear.
这边非常的清楚。
When Paul talk about that he raises up together,
当保罗说他把我们聚在一起的时候
，or make us alive,
让我们活，再重生的时候
，is when you and I are baptized.
是当我们受洗的时候。
Because before in verse 5 say we were dead in trespasses.
讲第五节说到我们过去是死在过犯里面。
Now after baptism.
在洗礼之后
，He make us alive.
他让我们一同活过来。
And because He make us alive, He also raises up to sit with Him in the heavenly places.
因为我们活过来以后，所以我们可以跟主耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So where is this heavenly places?
所以这个天上指的是哪里
？It's here right now, where you and I are sitting right now.
正是我们各位现在所坐的地方。
You know, We heard a lot of testimonies.
我们听到许多的见证
about brothers and sisters experience God, experience angels inside a church.
就像他们感觉到主耶稣跟天使见证到天使在我们教会里面一样。
Remember one time in Bond Park Church.
有一次在伯恩教会。
During NYTS.
在青年审讯班。
One of the sisters was possessed by evil spirit.
有一个姐妹她被邪灵附着。
And there are times we have over 200 people.
那时候我们有两百多个人。
And it's right, we had a morning prayer session.
所以我们有一个早祷会的时间。
It just happened that I was leading the morning prayer session.
刚好那时候我在带领这个早祷会。
So the minute I say the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我当我说奉主耶稣圣名。
And I look in the corner of the chapel.
所以当我看到会堂的角落。
And there was Satan.
我看到撒旦。
And he had a fiery arrow.
他就拿着弓箭。
And then he reddished. He was pulling it back and ready to shoot me.
他拿满弓正要射我。
Because during that time, the reason why this sister was possessed by evil spirit because of her pride.
这个姐妹被邪灵附着的原因是因为她的骄傲。
And the reason why that Satan want to shoot me with an arrow.
为什么这个撒旦要用箭来射我
？Because when I say pray in silence.
当我说默祷的时候
，Then I say the name of Jesus Christ.
我说奉主耶稣圣名。
So during that time, I felt all the angels in the chapel.
那时候我感觉到整个会堂里面充满了天使。
There were hundreds of them.
还一百多个天使。
During that time, I feel like, wow, this is so amazing.
我感到非常的惊讶。
Only with the name of Jesus, you can see all the angels appearing before us.
当我说奉主耶稣圣名的时候，我看到会堂里面充满了天主。
And for some reason, I have this little pride inside my heart.
那时候我突然心里有一点起了骄傲的心。
I didn't even know it was there.
哦，甚至没有感觉到，没有察觉到。
The minute that little pride was inside my heart, and then I look up and I see Satan with a fiery arrow.
当那有一点骄傲在我心里升起来的时候，我看到那个撒旦拿着弓箭要射我。
Then I repented.
那我马上悔改。
Of course, I just repented inside my heart. God, please forgive me whatever I was thinking.
那时候我在心里悔改说，主啊，赶快原谅我。
Then Satan was gone.
这个撒旦就不见了。
So that time, you know, I gave the sharing.
所以那时候给开始分享。
Then invite everyone to come up to pray.
我来邀请大家来前面祷告。
During the prayer, the evil spirit smashed that sister into the floor.
那时候邪灵把这个姐妹压到地面上去。
And she made a great noise and scared everybody.
她发出很大的噪音，然后来让大家很害怕。
And then at time, you know, everyone pray with such zeal.
那时候大家非常热心的在祷告。
And that it was the first time since I came to TJC, even though there was over 200 people praying, but for me, I heard only one voice.
当那时候200多人祷告，那是我第一次感觉到，却好像一个人在祷告的声音。
Was really the most beautiful thing that you ever want to hear.
这是我听过最美丽的祷告。
So when I heard.Even though there's so many people praying, but only one voice.
当我听到这么多人祷告，却好像只有一个人的声音，非常美丽的声音。
And then some students saw a vision. They were holding banners.
那时候他们就看到有人看到异象，他们拿着
，
他们旗旗。
And going to a battle.
他们来上前打仗。
There's a deaconess saw a vision.
那时候一个女士是看到异象。
And this vision is great wind come behind the chapel.
那时候看到很大的巨浪来到教堂里面
，and move everyone in one accord，
他把每个人往前推
，and move the members back and forth around within， and she see all the angels around us。
他让大家都看到天使在围绕在会堂里面
，and it's truly the heavenly kingdom。
那是我真的感觉到在天上国度的感觉。
And you know, for us, when you and I gather together。In the name of Jesus Christ.
当我们奉主耶稣圣名聚在一起的时候
，Our Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
主耶稣基督就跟我们在一起。
And this is the kingdom of heaven.
就是真的是在天上的国度。
No, that's why nowadays I don't understand why a lot of youth they do not want to get married in church.
所以我不了解到为什么今天很多人不想在教会里结婚。
Of course, they have their own reasons.
也许他们有自己的原因。
But for me, when I first came to Christ, I mean.When you know when my wife and I got married, we drove all the way from Boston to Elizabeth Church.
那时候我跟太太刚结婚的时候，我们一路从波士顿开车到伊丽莎白教会。
Even though you know my family say, "Why are you guys so crazy, right?"
他说，我家庭说，为什么你们这么的
疯狂？There's so many beautiful churches in Boston.
你们那时候在波士顿的地方。
Why do you have to drive all the way to New Jersey?
为什么你要开整路的车来到纽泽西
？And during time we stuck in traffic, we were like 8-9 hours. I don't know if you guys remember or not. Remember that, Ted? Because my whole family is supposed to come, we're supposed to evangelize to them, but we took direction from a person who's not locally live here. Then we got stuck in traffic.
那时候我们因为要带一个人，所以我们就堵在车阵里面8-9个小时的时间。
So my family say it's ridiculous. Why would you drive to such a far place and be stuck in traffic 8-9 hours, you know, to get married? And then when they saw Elizabeth Church, they're like, you drove all this far to marry in this church?
You know? 那时候我家里感到非常惊讶，为什么你要开这么远的车，然后来到伊丽莎白来这里结婚？
But actually, for me, it is the heavenly kingdom.
但对我来说，这就是天上的国度。
And really, That's why for any youth to be married in church is such a great blessing.
所以可以在教会里面结婚是非常大的祝福。
Of course, even though you don't marry in a physical church, and if you marry and you invite brother and sister and TJC minister to preside over your wedding, that is a church right there, and that's how we receive the blessing.
我们不一定说要一定要在教会，不一定是说在教会这个建筑里面。如果当地没有教会这个建筑，我们在外面，我们邀请信徒来一起。同感受到神的祝福，还有邀请传道来祝福，这也是在天上的国度。
No, when I got married,
当我结婚的时候
，and the pastor blessed my wife and I.
当传道祝福我跟我太太
，and the blessing he blessed us with is still follow us until now.
那个祝福一直从那时候一直跟随到现在。
Really, I cannot forget.
我不能忘记。
And that's why it's so wonderful we are here in the kingdom of heaven.
这是为什么在天堂的国度是这么的美好。
And we're sitting with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟主同坐。
In the heavenly places.
在那个天上的国度。
If you go to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Verse 22 and verse 23.
22到23节。
Verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to a numerous company of angels. Verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, the spirit of just men made perfect.
22节，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的神邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。23节，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
How wonderful this is！
这是多么美好。
When you and I come to church，
当你跟我来到教会的时候
，we truly come to Mount Zion。
我们真的好像来到锡安山一样。
We come to the city of the living God。
我们来到永生神的教会。
We come to the heavenly Jerusalem。
我们来到天上的耶路撒冷。
We come to the general assembly of church of the firstborn。
我们来到天上诸长子所共聚的总会。
And this church is the church, the first church that registered in heaven。
这是在天上诸长子的教会。
Really, how wonderful this is！
这是多么美好的事情。
One time, a young sister was praying。
有一次，有一个年轻的姐妹在祷告。
And God brought her to heaven。
她被带到天国去。
In heaven, she entered through Jesus Church。
在天堂里面，她进到真教会。
So when she entered the church，
当她进到教会的时候
，and she see Paul, Peter, James, and John, they're always sitting to listen to the sermon。
她看到那些彼得，彼得、雅各他们来听这个讲道。
And she was so surprised.
她非常的惊讶。
She's like, if Paul and Peter and James and John are sitting, who is giving the sermon?
她看到保罗、彼得还有雅各坐在那边听到，那谁在讲道？
And that person must be so gifted.
她应该是非常的有恩赐。
And then she went closer.
当她走近的时候，
And she realized the person who is giving sermon is our Lord Jesus Christ.
她看到那个讲道人就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Then that time she came to an understanding.
所以她那时候了解到
that our church is the heavenly places.
她知道我们教会是天国的地方。
You know, for me, since I came to know Jesus Christ in our church, it's not easy for me, even though I'm Asian, but it's not easy.
当我来到我们教会里面认识神的话，就算我是亚裔的，但也是不容易的事情。
Most of my sermon have heard is in Chinese.
因为很多的讲道都是用中文来讲。
Even though I'm Asian, but the culture is very different.
就算我是亚裔，但文化上还是很不同。
But it's one thing I always focus on.
但有一件事，我总是专注在这上面。
This is the true church of God.
这是神的真教会。
Anyone who go up to speak the word of God is, you know, is permissible by God to do so.
当不管谁上去讲道，都是神借着他的口来讲道。
And that's always my focus.
这是我所关注的地方。
And I'll say to myself, God, if I can come to your church and I learn one new thing every time I come, and I be satisfied.
我跟主啊说，我到你的教会来，如果每一次可以学习到一个新的东西，我就感到非常的满足。
And sure enough, every time I listen to brother and sister to preacher, I always learn new things.
那时候每次我听到传道还有大家的讲道，我都感到非常的感谢。
For me, I really pray. I never focus on people.
我不专注在人上面。
Because I myself, you know, as human being, I know I have a lot of weaknesses within myself.
因为我自己也是一个人，我自己也有许多的软弱。
So I also understand all the brothers, all of us, we have weaknesses.
所以我也了解到说，每一个人身上都有他的软弱。
So we cannot look at one another. Why not look at our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们只看到我们看彼此，为什么不把眼光放在主耶稣身上
？No, we are brethren.
我们有我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we have weaknesses.
我们有自己的软弱。
And that is for sure.
这是确定的。
And sometimes, you know, people always mention to me, yeah, ain't our church too Chinese, this and that. Like, those things has nothing to do with our faith.
有时候我们会说，我们教会都是一些中国人，那其实这个跟我们信仰没有很大的关系。
When you go to Africa, you're going to say, yeah, and then all our members are too African, right?
你到非洲去，你会说啊，那些教会里面怎么都是非洲人吗
？When you go to Hawaii, ain't our members too Hawaiians, right?
你会去到夏威夷说，哎，怎么这边的信徒都是夏威夷人
？Of course, everywhere you go is a different kind of members in our church.
当然你到每个地方去都有每个不同种族的教会信徒。
But there's one thing for sure.
但有一件事情是确定的。
We have the same God.
我们有同样一位神。
So that's why when I look at these parables,
所以当我看到这个比喻的时候，
I feel that you and I are so blessed among all the people in the world.
所以我会觉得说你跟我是多么的受到神的祝福。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
我们一起同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a break for 10 minutes.